Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Good morning and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. My name is Kasia McDaniel with Blue Diamond Staging and Design, and I want to thank you for listening to my podcast today and any day that you listen to my podcast. I really appreciate it that you take the time to do this, to listen, to get some tips and tricks and how you can get your house sold faster or how to decorate it. I really want to thank you. I haven't had the chance and opportunity to do that. And some of you have been listening for a while. Some of you are brand new. So I want to thank you so much that you guys take the time to do that. Today, I want to talk about three mistakes that homeowners make in the dining room. Now, when it comes to selling your house, okay, that's what we're talking about. That's the focus when selling your house, right? Because a lot of times you're overlooking things, you're in a rush, you know, there's so much to do. And basically you almost have to create a checklist. And actually I've created one. I'll put it in the show notes, the link to that. It's called 30 Easy Tips to Get Your House Ready to Sell. I mentioned a little bit of this that I'm going to talk about here today. So the three mistakes that I want to go over with you today that you guys make in the dining room when selling your house. The first one, is setting the table. There's no reason to have to set the table, put out the fine china and the glasses and the silverware and all that stuff, because mainly we don't live like that normally in our house, right? That, when you see that, you just know it's for show, for staging. It's like a you know, kind of a fake advertisement type of thing. And that's not what you want. When buyers come to your home, you should not be, you know, trying to go in their face with, you know, selling your home to them. That's not what you should do. It should feel comfortable. It should feel nice, relaxing in there, not look like it's staged. Basically, the best compliment I can get as a home stager is when someone comes in, a realtor or a home buyer, whoever, come walking in and they just say, "This looks really nice," and they can't tell it's staged, quote unquote. Okay. There's nothing in their face that screams staging. You know what I mean? When you see those billboards, you know, or you walk into a store with big, huge signs, big sale, come here, you know, it's nothing that in your face. That's what we're trying to show. Okay. It should make them feel comfortable to walk in the house, not make them feel uneasy because they're intruding in your house because it's not theirs yet, you know? So that's one of the things that I recommend is not setting the table, because you don't live like that. Your house is not a museum. It's meant to be, you know, look nice, presentable, but not messy either. Okay. And with your fine china out and the dishes and the you know, silverware and things like that, you don't know who will be walking through. Maybe they have kids that accidentally bump it. You know, it's just too much to have to worry about, especially with nice china that you want to keep, right? So I would just pack away that nice china and then just put a simple runner on the table with some fresh flowers. That's all you need to do on the dining room table, okay? And you've probably heard me talk about this before. If you've listened to any of my other episodes about setting the dining room table, it's not something that you should do because, again, you're not trying to show off the dining room table. You're not selling your housewares, right? Okay, so the second mistake I see that people make in the dining room is that they leave the walls painted red. And that's one of the actual colors that make it difficult to photograph. And red, I know people are thinking, oh, well, red is, you know, makes you, hungry. You see it in all the, like, you know, the Italian restaurants and things like that. Red is meant for passion, for eating, you know, family time, right? Well, red, especially if it's the only red room in the house, or as I call it, the rainbow colored house. If you've seen it in any of Joanna Gaines's episode, they call one of the houses the rainbow colored house because every room they walk into is a different colored room. So you may have the red dining room, the yellow kitchen, the green bedroom, the purple bonus room or office or whatever. And it's just when you look at the pictures and you put them all together, you online, all you see are the different wall colors, okay? Keep it neutral, pick a neutral wall color, tone it down, and especially red, okay? That's one room you really need to think about going neutral with that wall color, okay? And then the last one I see as a mistake is too many pictures in the dining room. Some of you may have a gallery wall of family photos because maybe you don't have room for the photos to go anywhere else. Maybe you've filled up your living room or your hallways or something like that, and now you have them in the dining room too. All of those family photos, they need to be taken down when it comes time to sell your home. It's basically depersonalizing it because that's what people, they don't want to see who lives here. They want to be able to imagine themselves living in there. And when they see pictures of your family, again, they kind of feel, oh, well, no, you know, they don't want to see, they want to imagine themselves living in the house, okay, not intruding in yours, even though they are. I know you're thinking that, right? It's like, oh my gosh, yes. But too many pictures or the religious pictures or family photos, those types of photos need to come down. What you can get away with and do better instead is maybe have a big, huge wall clock or a picture of a landscape. A mirror would be fine, you know, like one of those, you know, nice border type mirrors, right? Those framed ones. So those are just some ideas. If you need to take those types of things down, what you can replace it with. Something big, you know, 3 foot by 4 foot, something like that, centered over the table. When you walk into the room, you don't have to fill every single nook and cranny in the dining room. A lot of people think, though, well, it just looks so empty in here. Well, yeah, it probably will. But again, when it comes to staging, it's not meant to be your show off your decor and decorating style. That's not what we're doing. We're trying to appeal to more people, not just people who love whatever theme you're into. Okay. So those are just some mistakes. Those are the three mistakes that I see homeowners make when it comes to their dining room and getting their house sold. Again, I will put in the link for the 30 easy tips to get your house ready to sell. And in there, you can go by basically section, and you can check off each thing as you get done because I made it into a checklist. And that way, if you find that you can divide and conquer with your family members and say, okay, you take care of that, you take care of this, these are the types of things that you can work on, okay? So it makes it nice and clear. I'm a checklist kind of a gal, and I find myself writing checklists every time when I'm selling my house or moving or whatever, even groceries or, you know, meal planning. I have a list of, okay, I need to get this, I need to do this. So if you're a checklist kind of a person, then this checklist is for you, and you can download it for free so that you can get started on getting your house sold. So I hope you guys have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you later.